20th November, Revelation 10:8-11. Then I heard the voice I had heard from heaven speaking to me again. "Go," it said, "and take that open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on sea and land." I went to the angel and asked him to give me the small scroll, and he said, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but it will taste as sweet as honey." So I took it out of the angel's hand, and I ate it, and it tasted sweet as honey. But when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, "You are to prophesy again, this time against many different nations and countries and languages and kings." The word of God can be sweet as honey in the mouth, and is sweet, because it is the truth. And yet this very truth of preaching can be bitter or sour for those who proclaim the word. In today's text of Revelation, it says at the end of the verses that John must prophesy once more over many peoples and nations, and that among other things, the seven plagues were to be announced. As sour or bitter as it may be in the stomach to proclaim such things to men, those who are called to proclaim must not shirk. Revelation does not spare us and speaks with clear words, as does the Lord himself, about the consequences of a life turned away from God. And because it is the truth, it turns to be sweet for those who are following. All the plagues of the Apocalypse are not simply inevitable natural sequences, but are also at the service of the purification of humanity. If you like, you can say that they are sometimes maybe the last attempt to bring people to clarify their lives. "He who will not listen must feel," says a proverb, expressing that he who does not listen to the truth must learn it through experience. But let it be added, even the experience is not certain. For the Apocalypse, for example, describes to us situations in which people, even after experiencing the great plagues, did not convert, but even hardened. Here we can still take a look at the gospel of today. It is certainly bitter for the Lord to have to drive out the traitors of the sanctuary. How much he would have loved, and of course still does today, is the temples were holy places of worship. If people, despite all their weaknesses, sincerely sought holiness, if they themselves became the temple of God. But the reality described is different. The temple is alienated. The temple of the body is polluted by sin. People bring judgment upon themselves. And if God then lets the judgment happen, then they are in danger of not finding the right conclusion of serious conversion. Nevertheless, the temple must be cleansed, since God offers every person the possibility of repentance and forgives the sins. There can always be a new beginning, and this offer of grace must always be present at the proclamation, so that people do not lose all courage or even fall into despair. But this includes to make it clear to people what can happen if conversion does not take place. We would make ourselves guilty of not addressing this. True love, therefore, also means taking upon oneself the bitterness of a proclamation that does not please man or even causes rejection. If it were not so, there would be no Apocalypse, no Old Testament, no corresponding words of Jesus. In short, it would no longer be the Catholic faith, but another faith that only proclaims what pleases people. We have already been told in the Holy Scriptures that teachers will come who do just that and thus falsify the Word of God. Also in our times, such teachings are on their way in the Church, and they seem to be becoming more and more. This is a very bad thing, and even worse is that many shepherds are silent, allowing or even supporting them. Dietrich von Hildebrand lamented in his book Der verwüstete Weinberg, English, The Devastated Vineyard, in the year 1973, that the legitimate authority in the Church is not really attentive to this sad development of false teachings. In the first chapter of the first book, it is said, "The non-use of the authority willed by God is perhaps the most momentous aberration within the Church today. For not only will it not stop the diseases, the heresies, the open and creeping devastation of the vineyard, but it will open the door to them. This non-use of the holy authority to protect the holy faith necessarily leads to the disintegration of the Church." A deplorable state of affairs. In addition, we have to say, those who defend the traditional faith are more likely to be corrected and disciplined. May our Lord intervene and bring all in the divine order.
Today we hear a penance acclamation that says, "Spare, O Lord, spare your people, do not be angry with us forever."
Ne iras caris Domine, ne ultra me mineris iniquitatis, exet civita sancti facta est deserta, Sion deserta facta est, Jerusalem desolata est, Domus sanctificationis tue et gloriae tue, ubi laudaverunt te, Patres nostris.